The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at cooperadio.org. Here's Gunarji O'Sullivan in conversation with Chris Livingston of the Smoke Signals Indigenous Center.
Hello there, this is Gunarji O'Sullivan for The Pulse, Co-op Radio 100.5. CFRO. I'm at Common Ground with Smoke Signals. Chris Livingston, what's happening here today?
Hi, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Co-op Radio. We're here at the Uncommon Cafe. We're working with this company that's here. It was bought by one of my friends, and now that friend wants to work with us, being a nonprofit society. So we're working towards indigenizing this place and bringing our volunteer peers that have gotten food safe and first aid. And so the idea is that we run the cafe. We've got a food truck in the future that we want to get going for some food programs in the downtown east side. So we're partnering with this business to hopefully we'll be able to keep the business going and keep our peers going, find some funding to pay our guys and to buy materials and to provide low-cost foods to people in the downtown east side.
Amazing.
So right behind me, I've got peers that volunteer with us, and they've been making sandwiches for the Front Door Society, the Aboriginal Front Door Society. So it's a great utilization of community resources, the nonprofit society, with our nonprofit workers and providing free food to people that are hungry.
How many sandwiches did you make today?
There are 200.
200.
Yeah.
Amazing. How long does it take you to make 200 sandwiches?
Well, it's mostly the ladies here that have done it, but a couple of hours at least.
A couple of hours,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, 2-3 hours.
Once they're all made up, where do you go from here?
So once they're all made up, then our worker Calvin B comes from the Aboriginal Front Door Society, and he picks them up and he brings them over there for distribution.
Okay. And where's your address? Where are you located?
So Smoke Signals is at 161 East Cordova, the outreach hub, and we're at 467 Powell right now at the Uncommon Cafe.
Okay. And this is like brand new initiative, wanting to provide affordable food for the people in the downtown east side, which is really important. It never ceases to surprise me how expensive things are at the corner stores. You know, it's more expensive downtown east side than it is anywhere else.
Yes. So back in December, we started hard out over at the 161 East Cordova, and our project had about three branches. Mm-hmm. Food safety and security was one, community hygiene and safety was another one, and then COVID protection.
Okay.
So we are giving out hand sanitizers, and we're out in the alleys and giving out meal tickets, doing food banks at Cordova. So we kind of thought the natural progression is to be able to provide some good quality food to people.
That's great. And will you be following the new COVID restrictions regarding the passport and vaccination, proof of vaccination?
Well, once it comes into effect, we have to. I mean, we're all wearing masks here now, and the people that come in are wearing masks. Yeah, I believe that it's coming.
Will you be delivering food?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, that's
great. Hopefully we want to be able to open it up to like a night shift as well and provide some kind of a supper.
Oh, yeah.
So like take for example the sandwiches. Mm-hmm. So we make 200 sandwiches and it helps.
Yeah, sure does. Well, thank you very much, Chris. And what's your phone number at Smoke Signals and Uncommon Ground?
Actually, they're just in the middle of getting their phone back.
Okay.
So there's no phone contact right now. But you could email me at outreach@vacpc.org.
And is it the same contact for those who want to give you peer support and volunteer?
We do have a lot of volunteers now. Our problem is the federal election, so okay. They're not making any decisions federally. And we were funded from the federal government before, and that funding ran out. So we're waiting right now for the election to come over, and then hopefully they'll somebody will decide to renew our project.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Gunarji O'Sullivan with Chris Livingston from Smoke Signals Indigenous Center. And Gunarji O'Sullivan spoke with Chris Livingston this past Sunday. CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.